the Devil's Advocates. We drink when we toast. We toast when we drink.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the happier 4 o'clock happy hour. It continues. We got our pal Kirk Bangsted from the Minocqua Brewing Company. You're kind of into this tune, eh, Kirk?
Da, 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 da. I love this song. This is like they sang this one on the Grammys, and I can't get enough of it. It's like a blowback to the 70s, or when I was, you know, before I was born, obviously. So I love it.
Kirk, you're a born entertainer, obviously. Not only are you a brewmeister, not only have you started a political super PAC, tonight, your live radio premiere, at least as a show host, what's it called and what are you going to talk about?
Crude, I've sung the national anthem in Madison Square Garden on ESPN Live, and that was probably the most nervous I've ever been in my life. But I'm not going to lie, I'm a little nervous to be on live radio for like an entire hour. Like, I might screw it up, man. Oh, it's radio. Exactly. See? I've already screwed it up.
Now you got it out of your system, man. You'll be just fine.
So I got to go back to your prior statement, the less profane one about singing the national anthem at the Madison Square Gardens. What was the event? Was it the dog show, Kirk? Why did they have you sing?
No, it's kind of like the dog show. It was there's a USA track and field event that's been happening at Madison Square Garden for like 100 years, and everybody wears tuxes to this track event, and it's crazy, and it's weird. I went to high school with a guy in Stevens Point who started working for USA Track and Field, and all of a sudden he ended up living in New York, and I was living in New York, and he wanted a guy to sing the national anthem, and he knew that I was trying to be an opera singer, and so he's like, dude, this is going to give you some exposure. And the cool thing was, like, usually they block out the national anthem, nobody, you know, from sports events, and it's done during a commercial break. But there was this African miler who had just defected from Africa and became a U.S. citizen, and that, like, ESPN did this thing on him where, like, he was so happy to stand tall and proud when the national anthem was singing that they all made this audible to take the national anthem live when he did that interview. Wow. All of a sudden, they're like, you're going to be live in front of, like, the millions of people watching ESPN right now. And they gave me no time to, like, even mentally think about that. So all of a sudden, I'm like, oh, crap. Like, I don't even know the words in the national anthem now that I have to, like, think about them and freak out about them, you know?
Kirk, were there any wardrobe malfunctions?
Absolutely not. And if there were, everybody would have just shielded their eyes in disgust.
Our fine guest, Kirk Bangsted, he is with the Minocqua Brewing Company. They've got a super pack, and now they've got a radio show. It's going live at 7 o'clock right here on Devil Radio 92.7. But, Kirk, it's not a one-man show. Who's the team?
So basically... So this guy named Pat Kreitlow is the managing editor of the Up North News, and it is it's cool because they're kind of taking a progressive slant on Wisconsin news, but they're doing it in, you know, they're focusing on a lot of Up North stories, and so it's wonderful because it's kind of like a newspaper that combats a lot of the misinformation of kind of some of these local alt-right newspapers. So I called him up like, you know, a couple months ago and had this idea after the election that we needed to kind of do something up north, and he was all for it. He had already kind of been planning something like that. And then we started putting the show together, and we both knew Kristen Bry separately. Kristen Bry and I had talked about getting the vote out, you know, before the election. And she's this comedian who's moved in here from LA, but her parents live in Wisconsin Rapids. So we're letting her get the up north card, even though Rapids is, I get it, central Wisconsin, but it's not Madison or Milwaukee, and her parents live there. So we invited her to come on the show because A, she's beautiful. B, she's funny. And C, she's like wicked intelligent, and we're a bunch of old fuddy-duddies. So, you know, we want her to be on our show.
Now, my understanding, it's going to be something to the effect Up North Podcast, although it's a radio show, and I think you're saying it wrong. Shouldn't it be Up North there?
Up north there, hey?
Up north. Yeah, up north, you know. We got to get our fish fry and, you know, think about our old fashions and all that stuff, you know. There you go.
We do know.
Folks, you are listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. We have a fine guest, a now a host of Up North There, Hey, Kirk Bankstead, brewer, also pack runner, and now a fine radio show host. All right, Kirk. So politics, business, what's the focus is, what is the focus going to be of the Up North News podcast?
So we always, you know, we don't just want to rail against Republicans the whole time, and so we always want to remind people that up north is actually a place that all of us want to be, because it's relaxing and it's beautiful. And so we generally talk about some lighter stuff and talk about, you know, issues about like just the culture up there. So it's not just all about, you know, railing on politics. But we're talking today about this $40 million. I mean, you might have talked about it already, but like, what's going to happen with this mask mandate overturned to this $40 million in like food money that the people that can't afford food are not going to get anymore from the federal government? We're going to talk about that. We're talking about the PFAS, which is these forever chemicals that are really important to Rhinelander, and how the legislature just kind of made it impossible for the DNR to regulate that, which is kind of terrible. And then I'm going to go through this whole litany of all the ways that the Republican legislature has been inactive and like absolutely not helping over the last entire year. That's going to be my segment tonight.
Now, Kirk, you had mentioned with Pat Kreitlow and the Up North News, you know, kind of pushing back against some of the alt-right publications that are circulating up north. How much of a headwind is this really? I mean, obviously you're up there and you're in the minority, I would assume, but are there pockets? You have some secret progressive friends up there. Is there an audience for different messaging, different, you know, input, different conversation, other than, you know, being the circulation being put forth by these alt-right newspapers?
Well, that's why we hope. You know, we don't want to just kind of be like angry all the time. We want to actually have an entertaining show that people that aren't that political want to listen to. Because we're not going to lie. We're going to talk, you know, we're going to say the facts of what's going on. And that's unfortunately what's not being written about. Like the Lakeland Times, for example, it's just misinformation. You know, they don't even believe, you know, that COVID exists or that it's very damaging up there. So that's the kind of news people are getting. So as long as we can provide something, I think, that is actually just the truth and entertaining, I'm hoping that the people start listening to it and kind of, you know, realize that the news they're getting up there regularly is skewed to the right and not accurate, and it's misinformation.
All right, so I got a local one for you here. This is maybe this will, you know, get away from the politics for a minute. I love going up north, especially in the summertime, man. It is certainly beautiful.
Yeah.
My mom used to live up in Waukee, right on the Menominee River. You can see Michigan across the way. And the only issue I really have with up north is the mosquitoes, man. They are terrible. I mean, how do you deal with the mosquitoes, man? As a city guy now, how am I supposed to deal with this?
Dude, like, you just have to, like, it hurts. You have to spray that. You have to spray the deep woods off. I go running up in the, I have on the Raven Trail all the time. And even in, like, when the mosquitoes are, like, giving birth and it's, like, the worst, you know, and that's, like, probably happening pretty soon. Right. And you just have to spray that stuff on your head, and it hurts because it's, like, giving you bad chemicals. You got to spray it everywhere, and you got to run fast. You can't dilly dally when you're on a run in the middle of the woods. You got to get in and get out.
It's like a cloud of mosquitoes following you.
Totally, they want you. As soon as they smell human, they're all over you, no matter how much mosquito repellent you have.
Kirk, as many times as I've been to the North Woods, you know, the mosquitoes dissuaded me from jogging.
I know, yeah. The sweat gets them, you know, but. I mean, I'll have to run, so I do it. But yes, it's freaking scary, you know. Once they're all on you, holy cow! It's just you're getting stung, you're getting bitten.
Yeah, I like to stay in the cabin, maybe down by the water. Our fine guest, Kirk Bankstead from the Minocqua Brewing Company and the Minocqua Brewing Company Super Pack, and soon from up north, Up North podcast fame. It's going to be a live radio show. It's going off right here on Devil Radio at 7 o'clock this evening. Please give it a tune in. But let's talk about some of the good trouble you've been waging up there in the Northwoods. You've been raising some money, and you've been putting your efforts towards what exactly, Kirk?
So, yeah, we started the Super PAC on January 4th because Ron Johnson voted against the stimulus package, which would have helped thousands of bars and restaurants and brew pubs like my own. And I was really upset by that. And I said, we got to fight back. So that's why we started it. But we've been raising money specifically on three different fronts. The most important thing to me is gerrymandering, because that's what allows these guys, Republicans, to be so lazy and not meet and not pass any bills to help Wisconsinites, because they know they're going to get reelected no matter what, because the lines have been unfairly skewed. So we spent about $30,000 that we've raised so far on hiring Citizens Action of Wisconsin to call people in Hudson, Wausau, and Rhinelander, three kind of more heavily populated cities up north, to just educate them about why gerrymandering is bad and why it's not fair. So we're doing that. And then the other two things is, every time Ron Johnson says a lie, or our congressman Tom Tiffany lies about something, either it be like how important the vaccine is, or they say that people shouldn't get vaccinated, or lie about the election, we're putting it up on billboards. We're saying no unity until these guys stop lying. We're letting people know, we're trying to remind people that what's coming out of their mouth are lies. And then finally, we're doing radio ads, which we hope to start doing. We're going to start doing on your guys' show as well, about state legislatures and how legislators and up north and how they're not helping us out at all.
Well, you just don't. You know, you don't understand the secret sauce that the Republicans put out there, Kirk. You know, you're just not enjoying the meal right. Kirk, also, through your brewing company, and I know that we've had lots of listeners interested in drinking the Fair Maps beer and the Kamala beer and, hell, the Bernie beer and the Biden beer, and they're looking forward to finding it in more of their local stores, but the profits, or at least a portion thereof, 5% of the profits from the beer and the swag that you guys sell on the website at ManaquaBrewingCompany.com, it goes to the Super PAC. It goes to the good trouble, Kirk.
Yeah, I call it dark money meant for good. because we're a corporation, so what the hell? Why can't I start a Super PAC if the Koch brothers can? But we're going to spend it on, so all of my, 5% of my profits go to the Super PAC. People, you know, don't hate donating to a Super PAC. They can just buy some beer, and they know that the money's going into that place. And honestly, like the greatest thing is my Super PAC, I don't pay myself with the Super PAC money. Like, I barely pay anybody. So all that money is basically a pass-through to tell people the truth up north and to fight against all this misinformation. So I think I'm doing it way better than the Koch brothers, when their executive directors make like 50% of the money being donated or something
right.
like that.
So, Kirk, I don't know if you saw Mitch McConnell sort of had contradictory opinions, you know, yesterday to today. And yesterday wanted corporations to stay the hell out of politics with everything except their checkbooks. But today he had a coming to Jesus moment, and he's back to allowing political free speech, because corporations are people, my friend. I know Mitch McConnell is not exactly your legislator, but, you know, could we target Mitch McConnell at some point, Kirk?
Oh, my God. He is, you know, when he did that, pulled the latest thing with the Supreme Court, the tooth Supreme Court, that you can't find more hypocrisy in a single man than Mitch McConnell. But, yeah, well, there's not a whole lot we can do to get him out, unfortunately. Citizens United gives voices to corporations, and it allows me to have a Super PAC to fight against the Koch brothers. Yeah, and then he also says, Coke, the other Coke, shut up. Major League Baseball, get out of, you can't go out of Georgia. Don't expect us to, like, not watch baseball anymore. I mean, it's ridiculous. The hypocrisy of that man.
Kirk, I think they should all take his advice. Stop drinking Coke and drink nothing but Manaqua Brewing Company. Fine beer. It's a brewing company. It's a Super PAC. And now he's the host of the Up North podcast. airing live on the radio, Devil Radio 92.7. Keep it tuned right here until 7. Thanks, Kirk. More Devils.
Thanks, Kirk.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
It's like I picked the wrong week to quit drinking.